You know how a lot of female doctors don't use their husband's last name for their practice because their husband didn't go to medical school? That's the same philosophy I use for my Instagram. Is my boyfriend responsible for so lovingly curating this fun, cool, single girl personal brand? No, that was me. He can't piggyback off my brand. My Instagram is my world and I'm the star of it, and significant others don't get featured on it. Boyfriends are like usually a one or two season arc type of character. They can make like a cameo on my story. They can have as many stories as they want. A post is like a fucking engagement right now. Also, Instagram is like my main source of validation. If I don't have these guys in my DMs, I have no concrete proof that I'm hot. I can't ever make it like obvious that I'm not single. I don't care if I'm married with kids. I'm always gonna be like single on Instagram. I'm not gonna destroy this entire like fake life that I've created with one Valentine's Day post. That's social suicide. Also, what happens when you break up? That's fucking embarrassing.
Now, the woman in the opening video was being very forward, very, very blunt about her lifestyle. Not all women will be that forward.
Also, Instagram is like my main source of validation. If I don't have these guys in my DMs, I have no concrete proof that I'm hot. I can't ever make it like obvious that I'm not single. I don't care if I'm married with kids. I'm always gonna be like single on Instagram.
But today's video is to reinforce the fact, guys, you cannot turn a hoe into a housewife or even a loyal girlfriend these days. So as we go through today's post, just remember this mantra. Repeat it before you go to bed every night. Repeat it in the morning when you wake up brushing your teeth. If she rides that CC, there will be problems for me.
One, two, three.
Snack time!
Super simple, but once she tastes that cock carousel, guys, relationship problems will always exist. So be cautious and don't get your heart caught in a predicament with one of these hoes. We are here on Relationship Advice Reddit, and we're going to go over a post from a woman titled, "I want to get out of my relationship, but I don't know how."
Hey, she's a runner, she's a track star.
I'm a runner, I'm a track star.
And we're going to break this down, and then I'm going to give a little red pill filter. And guys in the chat, see how many red flags you can find just in a normal relationship advice post here on Reddit. I know, relationships almost never end in a polite, appropriate way, but I, 25-year-old female, don't know how to even put a definite end to my actual relationship. Nathan, let's call him that, and I have been together for about a year now. When we met, I was still in a relationship that wasn't functioning, mostly due to the long distance and my ex's sometimes very severe depression. So starting out right here, this is a mistake, and this is on Nathan. In my opinion, this is on him. Because I know men that have been in this scenario where they are the guy that a woman cheated with. And in their minds, they believe that they're so meant for this girl that she was willing to step out of her relationship to be with him because of how much she likes and adores him. Over and over and over again, that is the thought process of men in this situation, when in reality, you should know that if she's cheated like this, she's looking to sleep with another man while she's in a relationship, she's for the streets.
But I love her though.
She belongs to the street.
So sad, so sad, so sad that you can touch.
She belongs to the street.
You might have said you love that girl, but she belongs to the gang. And when she with me, I let her do her thing.
Very, very simple. So if you commit to her after that point, that is on you. I'm still feeling guilty about it, since some years ago I was diagnosed with depression myself and therefore know how miserable one can feel. But I just couldn't shake off the feeling that I had to fix him and that I wasn't there for him. By the way, I've already counted at least 2 red flags in my own head, so I'm going to see how many you guys can find. Everything was so heavy. And with Nathan, everything was light. So I fell for Nathan. Started having an affair with him, and then broke up with my ex-boyfriend because of it. Remember guys, fear of missing out. Monkey branching. Everything was so heavy with her ex. Fear of missing out. Everything is so light with Nathan. I'm missing out on that lightness of life. AKA, time to monkey branch. It wasn't like I was leaving for Nathan. In fact, I tried to break up with Nathan first. She tried to break up with her second boyfriend first. Okay. Nathan later told me that he wouldn't had contacted me after, but I don't know what the heck went on in my head. A week later, I was again approaching Nathan. I told myself that I did not want to slide in another relationship, and my friends too suggested that it could do me some good to be on my own. But after 3 months or so, Nathan said that he wasn't interested in something loose. I didn't want him to leave, so I committed to the new relationship. All right, so AKA what's happening here is she wanted to monkey branch without the commitment piece of, you know, with this new Betamon Nathan. So she wanted to monkey branch, get Nathan wrapped around her finger, but he was persistent. After 3 months or so, Nathan said that he wasn't interested in something loose. So after 3 months of pestering her, she finally decided to throw the Betamon a bone and get in a committed relationship with him. Time out, guys. Just notice, is this woman taking any responsibility for any of this? Just putting this in your mind. Or is it someone else's fault always? In the beginning, I tried to set boundaries, like spending evenings together but not sleeping together afterwards. Betamon rules. I just wasn't sure if he would ever leave without me setting up rules like that. Nathan, just like my ex, said that I was being distant and cold. Also, my friends asked why I wasn't letting him in my heart. I tried to change that and to commit even further. And now I think we're in a serious relationship with frequent sleepovers, dinners, meeting friends, having mutual friends, going on vacation together, etc. Nevertheless, I cannot shake off the feeling that the relationship is unhealthy. Nathan gives me great presents. He's always there for me when I need him, and he is very willing to talk about planning our future together. But he is also extremely jealous. There it is. I got that he knows me as a cheater, since he is the one I cheated with, but I cannot talk about former boyfriends without him calling them names or downgrading them. This is a circus. Yes, she's right. That I get he knows I'm a cheater since he's the one I cheated on her with, but I can't believe it. He gets upset and calls my former boyfriend's names when I bring them up and talk about them. What a jerk. By the way, I'm not Team Nathan either. This guy's a total Betamon, but come on. Lately, a guy on the street asked me for a lighter, and right afterwards, Nathan said that my willingness and neediness leads guys to approach me. When Nathan asks me about my day, he wants to know everything I did, and when I miss something and tell him later, he gets suspicious. Listen to this framed a different way, guys. All right, when Nathan asks me about my day, he wants to know everything I did, when I miss something and tell him later, he gets suspicious. Opposite, I'm leaving my boyfriend because he never asks about my day, he never asks about how I'm doing, and he never wonders where I am. I'm leaving him. He doesn't care about me. Look at the opposite. Oh, we could see these a million different ways, but it's always someone else's fault. I know that sounds bad, But he isn't a bad person. All right. Credit her there. He is really in a different state when he's jealous. Like not being himself. And afterwards he's ashamed of it and regrets it. But the next day it happens again. I tried to break up twice. And both times, he just talked me out of it. I cannot really describe it. But one time I was really convinced. And then he said that I was being moody and that I needed to learn how to commit. I do have problems with attachment, so in that moment it made sense and the reunion felt good. But the second time he reacted by saying, I love you, for the first time, and it felt like he's gaslighting me. No, I can't believe it. This guy that's so, he loves me so much. He's always concerned about me. Always asking about my day, wants to hear everything. Now he's saying I love you and I think he's gaslighting me. The last weeks, I really tried, but it just isn't working. My friends say I look stressed. Nathan has trouble sleeping and concentrating at work since we're together. I think breaking up would be best for both of us. I've been here many times before and never got it through. We live in the same city, our workplaces are in the same street, and we have mutual friends. So just ghosting him or breaking up via text won't make it. We will definitely see each other again afterwards. Also, I'm very insecure, and when he's hugging me or something, it is hard for me to stay firm. And I don't like being on my own, which is why it is so comfortable to continue. Do you have any advice for me of how to end this relationship for good? TLDR, I went from one relationship to another, monkey branching, and want to end it for good. But every time I try to break up, my actual boyfriend talks me out of it with his emotional manipulation and his gaslighting. So here's how I will wrap this up. This is the story of the Betamon, the best friend that thinks that after years and years and years of pursuing that girl that he's in love with, his, you know, the one that she says, oh, he's my best friend, and he's, oh, he'd be such a great husband. You know, that long-term Betamon that she's carrying around, that guy, it won't ever work with. Even if she tries like this, I have a feeling that he was kind of like her Betamon. And then she jumped to a new relationship with this guy, even though she was reluctant. She didn't want to. It took 3 months. And then she kept trying to commit. She kept trying to be there, you know, more emotionally for him, but she just couldn't do it because she can't turn on these feelings once she sees you as a Betamon, once she sees you as a simp. She can't turn on the attractiveness. She can try to trick her mind. Oh, well, he provides me with a good life, but she can't trick her pussy hairs. She just doesn't get the tingle down there with the Betamon. So that's the lesson for you guys. If you're sitting here just dreaming about that girl, that best friend, that unicorn of yours, if you've been friends with her for this long, I know in the movies it always works out, but either the movie writers are total Betamon or they're just selling the dream to put you in the seats and sell tickets to the cinema or to sell DVDs or Blu-rays. I'm just trying to let you know if you're in that situation. It will never work out how it's planned in your head. She will see you as a Betamon. Therefore, she will never treat you like you want and like it's envisioned in your mind. All right, take care and remember, post the red flags you found below. Don't forget, subscribe. Like, comment, share the video. Definitely subscribe.